Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com.
It's a great weekend. It's a great weekend to be in Montana. It's a great weekend to be in America as well. We are at the home of Champions Rodeo here in Red Lodge, and yeah, we're going to celebrate. We're going to celebrate our freedoms, and we're going to celebrate our independence in a lot of ways too. But there's more to it than Broncs and Bulls. As today, we're going to talk about things that can get difficult at times too. But it's all a part of what we have earned and what we have fought for in this country, the freedom to talk openly about some of these things that we need to fix in our country. And today, we combine that. It might be difficult at times, but we need more mental health awareness. We need to fight suicide. And you know what? We can win this fight, too, all right? So today, from the home of Champions Rodeo, Voices of Montana, we're gearing up. We're going to go from crisis to connection here as well. Fight suicide, promote mental healthness, a wellness, I should say, across the West today on Voices of Montana. Kind of feels like a Friday here as we're enjoying. The rodeo's already going on. We are right here at the Red Lodge Fairgrounds. We've got quite a lineup here to talk about, about this issue today. Later on, Jim Dolan's going to join us. You know, Jim, we've chatted with him a number of times. One time right in his studio, he's that metal sculpture artist, well-known for creating the blue horses there around the Townsend Three Forks area. He's been on this project we've been excited to talk about, and Beyond the Weather has been supporting as well, about planting these phone booths in various places. They're kind of like right out in the middle of nowhere. And what do they remind you? They remind you that there is help out there, that you should call home, that you do need to be aware of your current mental health. So that's a bit later on. We'll talk about the Home of Champions Rodeo. First, we're going to talk about Red Lodge and Carbon County. And Scott Blaine is with us, County Commissioner. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. You know, it's a bit somber because your community has suffered some well-known setbacks in this regard, too. But you're also a community that really looks at the bright side of things, that really looks at what we can do. Talk about this weekend, Scott, and talk about this focus here today and what it means to you.
Well, you know, we're at the Home of Champions Rodeo. It's kind of the pinnacle of the summer, I think, for Carbon County and especially Red Lodge. You know, I can't remember what year this is, but it's been going on 70, 80 years, and kind of the highlight of the summer. And, you know, working with Courtney from Northern Ag and her Beyond the Weather initiative, we kind of started this a few months ago, and the phone booth thing came along, and we thought, what a great idea to put down here. We've had, you know, unfortunately, our unfair share of mental health and some suicides, especially in the last couple of years. So, you know, just trying to make people more aware. You know, we were talking earlier, you know, if you change somebody for one weekend, one time, maybe that was the one time they needed. So just trying to make people more aware of the resources out there.
Well, and you're in public service as well. So that's got to be your focus. I mean, a little bit, the encouragement there, because if you don't have you know, something to take care of your own mental wellness, and that's a focus on let's do something about it, then we're all kind of going in the wrong direction in that regard. Talk about, as a public servant, when these things happen, county commissioner, you know, what's your role?
Well, you know, we don't really have a particular role right after something like that happens, but, you know, we have a Carbon County Public Health. It's one of their big focuses is mental health, you know, on top of, you know, the vaccinations and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, trying to coordinate with the committee, with the Sheriff's Department and folks like that to try to make sure that, you know, we're providing all the resources and counselors and caseworkers and those sorts of the care coordinators to try to make sure that people know how to get the help that's out there, because there is help.
Yeah.
For all these issues, it's just somebody, you know, needs sometimes a little bit of hand-holding, I guess, or encouragement, mm-hmm. you know, and awareness from, you know, for your own friends. I mean, that we've paid for QPR trainings, question, persuade, and I forget the R.
Is it response? Response,
yeah. I think, you know, to... You know, how to deal with a friend or a loved one in crisis, maybe, and work around that. So,
Scott Blaine is with us again, County Commissioner here for Carbon County. And not only that, I mean, you go back, what was it, 4 years ago, Rock Creek?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. How mm-hmm. long have you been a county commissioner?
Since 2017.
Yeah.
Just about 8 years now.
That was tough to deal with, too, wasn't it? We can't help but talk about that because it impacted the entire area.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that was June 13th, 2022 was the year after the big fire up here on the mountain behind me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so and that was, you know, in 21. And in 20, we all know what with COVID.
It just keeps pouring on you, huh?
You know, the town really, in the community, the county really suffered for 3 years, especially when in this community where, you know, 9 months or 3 months out of the year pays for the other 9 months out of the year when that highway's closed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so that we brought in some additional resources directly related to the flood, actually. You know, folks lost their whole home, their whole livelihood. And, you know, I was talking to the sheriff on the way up here this morning, and, you know, they deal with it almost on a monthly basis on a community of 10,000 people. It's a lot. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, what's the main cause, and, you know, a lot of times we think it's drug and alcohol and stuff like that, but, you know, he's pretty convinced it's usually more relationship driven and financially driven, you know.
Yeah.
So when somebody loses their whole livelihood, or they're, you know, in debt too much, it's a lot to overcome for some folks.
Yeah, so. And mental health, you know, wellness is all a part of it. When you're suffering that kind of setback and you're looking out there to get some help, I mean, Beyond the Weather has been a great program in that regard. And Jim Dolan, you know, just reminding people to call home. You're, again, in that public service role, that public servant role. What did you note about the mental health of your town? If you can say, it's hard to kind of put your finger on that because it doesn't show up, you know, only in maybe a story here or there.
Yeah. You know, I've lived here for my whole life, grew up in Joliet, and then I graduated from MSU, came here and taught in Red Lodge. And
you did what? Never mind.
you know, so I was a FFA advisor, ag teacher.
Oh,
so
thank you for that.
You know, yeah. I got a lot of one-on-one with kids. You know, so that was kind of my perspective. And growing up 30 miles down the road, I had a different opinion of what, you know, Red Lodge really was, you know. you know, we just kind of see it as a tourist town and, you know, more wealthy than the rest of us and all that. But after, you know, teaching here for 9 years, I really learned that it's no different than the rest of the communities in Carbon County. And they have the same problems that... And, you know, same things they need to work on as we do in the smaller communities as well. There's just, you know, typically there's more resources available in these bigger towns, and we don't have that in Joliet.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And it's something that I think this state is working on a little bit to make sure that there are better rural resources for these kinds of things. Again, it's Scott Blaine, County Commissioner here for Carbon County. You lost a friend recently. And like you said, you grew up here, so all these people are going to be, you're going to have relationships with all these people. Again, as we talk about mental health through some of these processes, how did you process through it? Maybe share some of that with us, Scott, and
sure.
how it might drive you as a public servant.
Sure. You know, yeah, we lost a Joliet alumnus. He went to school in Bozeman also and graduated from veterinary school and opened a practice here in Red Lodge. Uh-huh. And he was 2 years behind me in high school. So we were friends. I wouldn't say we were, you know, really, really close or nothing. But, you know, the day that he went missing, you know, it kind of got everybody pretty stirred up. You know, we knew it wasn't good with the way he kind of disappeared. And, you know, it appears that, you know, he'd struggled for quite a few years. Most of us didn't have any idea.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, he was the veterinarian for the rodeo, was on the rodeo board, and went to a rodeo meeting the night before he committed suicide. So, and we were discussing that. Why not the day before? And probably because he had a rodeo meeting that night.
Oh, yeah.
You
right?
know, so... Yeah. It was good, you know, as funerals can be. That was an interesting healing funeral, because I've never barely been to one where it was on the forefront, where that was what we talked about, was mental health, and it was, I think it was good for everybody to discuss and realize that, you know, there's a lot of help and hope out there if you choose. And, you know, I think sometimes people are just too, they just feel too helpless or too hopelessness to, or too embarrassed or whatever, to get the resources that are available.
There's a lot of reasons out there, and that's why education is important, you know, and that's why you working with Jim Dolan on this and Beyond the Weather and stepping up and saying, I'm going to stand up and just speak bluntly about it, not harshly, but just honestly and openly about it. And I think that helps. He was a veterinarian, and there are animals all over this county. I mean, he must have known just about everybody here.
Yeah, so for sure.
Talk about the healing. I mean, I think that was an interesting comment that you said, that the funeral was actually healing for a lot of people.
Well, I mean, at least I guess it was for me. I actually just saw my vet walk by. She might be hiding now, but you know. It makes you worried, because that's a career that has a very high suicide rate. When, just like I say, talking with the sheriff, it's, you know, financial or disappointment. We had a gentleman over in the valley committed suicide because he thought he let the ditch rider let the irrigators down. And so, on a veterinarian side of things, they deal with this death and loss every day, and disappointment. So, I apologize. I kind of forget your question you asked me. Yeah,
well, it's just being able to talk
about the healing and
about
stuff.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And then moving forward, you know, I mean, that's the thing that we, a lot of people are doing. And so I appreciate that. And we're doing that today, as a matter of fact. Talk a little bit about Carbon County. Talk about this rodeo. Talk about how important it is.
Yeah, this, like I say, this is the highlight of the summer for most of us, I think, you know.
Scott, it's 9 in the morning, and it's going on already, you know. That's pretty cool.
Well, I can tell based on the traffic 30 miles to the north that you can't pull on the highway for a week because everybody's coming here. You know, it truly is, you know, it's the lifeblood of the summer. Like I say, the restaurants and the businesses downtown count on this week. And back in 2020, when we were dealing with COVID, trying to get the rodeo going, of course, everybody knows everything was shut down. And this was the one event we worked really hard to try, because it's outdoors. And we thought, what a great way to, you know, prove that we can do this. And, you know, we ultimately didn't get it. But, we worked really hard to try to get the governor and that was Governor Bullock at the time, to try to get the go ahead for this. And one of the things that I found out was there was a guy that did his master's thesis on the economic impact of this rodeo has, and the financial impact is directly tied to the ticket sales. On a good year, the downtown does good. Year when the ticket sales are down, the downtown doesn't do as well either. And it's also where it lies in the week. A rodeo on the Friday before a weekend is the best possible time for the economy downtown and throughout the rest of the county.
So. Well, it's a great, actually, rodeo grounds. You got lots of grandstands here. I mean, for a relatively small county, you guys have done well.
Yeah, you know, this is all due to the Red Lodge Rodeo Association. Mm-hmm. This is their grounds, and they do a good job of keeping things up, and you know, this is one of the best rodeos, you know, in the area. When you got Cody and Livingston, these cowboys are just kind of running between these three rodeos. So
do you need a phone booth?
I think so.
Yeah.
The scary part is, you know, anybody younger than me doesn't know what they are.
Yeah. And that accounts for a lot of people. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's getting fewer.
Yeah.
Or getting more, I should say.
And so you are actually going to place one of these Jim Dolan phone booths on your property, right?
Well, it'll be on county property at the intersection where you come off the highway from Bear Creek or Red Lodge and you come into Belfry. There's an old there was an old street there that's been abandoned, and we're going to put it right there at that intersection. It'll be really hard to miss as you're going either to Wyoming or Bridger or Red Lodge, either direction.
All right, once again, live from the home of Champions Rodeo in Red Lodge, Montana. It's from Montana, for Montana, Voices of Montana. We think about the Home of Champions Rodeo. It's the 96th.
96,
Scott. Wow. And there's a PRCA Extreme Bulls. That's that happened yesterday?
Last night.
Oh, how'd that go?
Good, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And there's lots of things going on here all the way through until, you know, it's the 4th. And it's just super stuff. And I'm really excited, too, to be here because there is a lot of buzz. Jim Dolan now joins us, artist, metal artist, and mental wellness advocate now. Jim, how are you, sir?
Yeah, doing great. It's a beautiful day in Red Lodge.
It is nice, yeah.
Full sun, and
yep.
It looks like it's going to be a good 3-4 day weekend.
How did you talk Scott into hosting one of your phone booths?
Well, actually, it wasn't me.
Ah,
it's Courtney.
You got help, yeah. Huh?
Yeah, help. This one of the gals who's in charge, with, I can't think of her name right now, but she's in charge of the mental health for 10 counties.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
And she mentioned about having one down in Red. Actually, it was Courtney. I get back to a couple months ago, talked about having one at Red Lodge at Joliet.
Oh, yeah.
And so we followed through with it, and it's going to be placed this next week at the rodeo between Bridger and Belfry on the highway. So.
And Courtney Kibble-White. She's the vice president of Northern Broadcasting, but also kind of the creator of Beyond the Weather program, which has really helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's getting the word out. I started sculpting these phone booths back in January, and I was trying to think what I could do that would make a difference in Montana as an artist. You could volunteer things, you could do, be on committees and all that, and that's all good.
Yeah.
But I thought this is one more tool we have in the box, something I could do physically, and people can't miss them if we put them alongside the highway. So you can miss and not get picked up a brochure from downtown, but you won't miss these phone booths. And may get some you the question, why is it there? Why does it say dial 988? Or why does it say call home or keep in touch? It might hit, like you know Scott said earlier, it might hit that one issue, that one weekend, that one night that student or that rancher or somebody else needed that boost to push him over to make a phone call or contact. So that's what I'm looking at with the phone booths.
Is that really enough, you guys, for the just to save the one? I mean, we hear that, and we say that, and we want to believe that. But you've got a lot of effort put into it. You're a public servant. you want to save. So tell me, why is it okay if it's just one?
Because I think you can't really tell.
Yeah.
It might be one, might be 10.
Yeah.
It might be none, but it's out there. And I think we all receive information different ways. And I think this is a visual thing. So visual affects a lot more people sometimes than the written paragraph. So if they can see this, it actually makes a difference with them. Maybe down the road or one of their friends or something, it's worth it. And I think these aren't going to be up for 2 weeks. They're up till they rust into the ground, which in Montana is a long time.
And you made them so they wouldn't.
They're pretty solid. So, and so we even put a fake phone in it to get people to look at it a little closer. That a door in front that doesn't open and close. But I just see it as one more tool that we could use towards mental health in the state of Montana. And I think we have 9 of them up right now, mostly in the northeastern part of the state. But hopefully over time, you know, they're created in my studio, and I have some help. But we're limited how fast we can make these. But I can see most of eastern Montana needs this, and that's what I'm trying to fill is that need.
You've got some up in Opheim, I heard you talking about.
Well, it's a long ways up there.
It is, and there's not much around. So you're a phone booth, you might have settlers following that.
I think people are going to stop just because it's something to look at besides grass.
Scott, talk about, again, you know, why you're getting behind this. And are you prepared when somebody knocks on your door or asks the question, you know, what's this phone booth about, Scott?
Well, I guess we're like I say, we have the resources that are out there. And, you know, when you were saying, am I prepared? I was thinking you're going to ask me, am I prepared when somebody asks me, how do they get help? And I guess I don't really have, I'm probably not well prepared. you know, but I know there's enough resources out there, you know, and taking those classes like this question persuasion and the R again, I forget the,
right.
You know, knowing how to deal with somebody in the mental health crisis. And I'm on the board for what was the South Central Montana Regional Mental Health Center, now called Bridgemont. And so that's kind of sparked my interest in that for the last 8 years, serving on that board and realizing, you know, how many issues we do have with mental health. And then, of course, the suicide really hits home. You know, like Jim's saying, if it's one person, that was one person's kid or one person's spouse or whatever.
So. Yeah, and it's generational. I mean, it has a generational impact. Oh, yeah. So it might be one today, two in a year from now, 2,000 in 10 years from now. You know,
And the phone booths aren't meant to be memorials to people who left us.
Good.
I think that's somebody else to do. But I made them so it's for the I guess you call them survivors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The people that are still here that have to deal with that person who left. That's what the phone booth is for. It's for mental health of the people who are still around that have to deal with some father leaving or brother or daughter or whatever. And that's what I hope with that. People will see it as, you know, that way for the people that are here, not so much for the people that left.
Are you still healing? You have a family member who went through that? Yeah. How did you process?
I think I had so much going on at the time. It was my son who died in 2000.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I think you just deal with family.
Yeah.
And I think, this is far enough back now, 25 years ago, you don't remember how you did it all.
Right.
But you didn't have a choice. I think you could, you know, become a drunk and just...
Yep.
Well, or you say, I got to step up and do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I still had, you know, a couple other kids to be a parent to. So.
Yeah, yeah. It, no matter what it is, it's going to be tough, and it should stay with us. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's tell people what we're talking about here, the colors, the size, so that they can recognize. What are they going to see out when they drive by Scott Bain's place?
A watermelon red phone booth. It's a little undersized because I didn't want to make it so Superman could change clothes inside. He'd be really thin if he could do this.
You saw the writing on the wall of what could happen. Yeah.
But we also have solar lights to them until nighttime. You know, light up the inside of the booth and put a ring around the booth on the ground. So, you know, if you're at downtown Joliet, you might not see as much because you're our Bridger because of the other lights, but it's going to be there. And then I don't think you can really miss them if you're watching. And that's the idea, is to put them in locations that people will have to see them. Like Scott said, the intersection, we're going to put it there so you, when you turn onto either the state the highways, you're going to face right into it. So that's what we're hoping.
Tom, I know I heard the 2 minute, but, you know, we all know to call 911, and we know to call 491 for the road report and 511 to dig 2 days before, but... You know, even as involved as I am, I probably can't tell you 988 right off the top of my head.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And you should.
Yeah. And that's why education is so important. And that's why these booths, getting people to ask questions and is of value. I mean, it really does take a broad approach there. Jim, real quickly, I got 30 seconds. How can people contact you if they're interested?
They can call me JimDolanArt.com.
Yep.
And that'll get to me. I have phone number 570-4731.
And it's Jim Dolan. Dolan is spelled D-O-L-A-N. Yeah. 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 Hey, it's great chatting with you again. Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. Thank you for what you're doing. And Scott, good job. I appreciate it. You know,
thanks.
Very much so. You know, we're talking about suicide prevention, mental wellness. We turn it to that real quick. Those statistics are gut punches, as I call them. And they ought to be. Montana leads the nation in some categories. veterans, children suicide. The number of kids who have suicide ideation is upwards of like 25% in our public schools. Welcome back here to Voices of Montana. Tom Schultz alongside. We are live at the home of the Champions Rodeo here in Red Lodge, Montana. There's our events. We'll talk about that here a bit later on. I think Colton Young, who's a member of our broadcast team, will be joining us here. He's also on the board for the Red Lodge Rodeo. Big fun here, but you know, we're combining it, as Jim Dolan just spoke, Scott Bain with the county commission about this phone booth project, and now Courtney Kibblewhite joins us as well, as I mentioned, the vice president of Northern Broadcasting, but one of the founders and creators of Beyond the Weather. Good morning, Courtney. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much for doing this. What a celebration today of a community responding to crisis. That we're not gonna stand for this. We're not gonna wait for somebody to come and help. We are going to take the reins ourselves, and we're gonna change these stigmas for the next generation.
Amen. I like that. I mean, you got to take just a straight on approach to this, and it's okay to acknowledge that it's difficult to talk about, but let's just be honest about these things. And these numbers are very disturbing in a lot of ways too. So there's a lot of effort put into mental wellness. Sarah Urbanek joins us here. She's a member of the Crisis Coalition as well. Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
You're lovely, and it's great to be here. Thank you. Great to have you here. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
As we talk about mental wellness, this whole crisis situation, it's a little bit different, I think, because getting resources deployed for crisis counseling, it's not easy. Give us an overview of this.
So Carbon County is a very large county in a very large state of Montana. We're not just Red Lodge, we're all of Carbon County. Mm-hmm. And so our public health department, which is being masterfully run by our public health director, the commissioners, and a group of really hardworking folks, are very focused on the entire county as a whole and seeing what they can do to get out there and meet the needs, from maternal health to immunizations to elder care and the mental health work. And I'm just so proud of this team for working so hard to engage community members. Erin, who is our public health director, says that if you're a member of Carbon County, you can be a part of this crisis coalition. And we meet once a month. There are some small committees that do very specific things within the work, but it's the sheriff's department, mm-hmm. it's the police departments, it's the school resource officers, fire, search and rescue, the commissioners, public health, doctors. It's everyone. It's teachers. It's domestic and sexual violence services. I'm listing all of those, and I'm going to miss some. But I just want the people in this community to know that it isn't one agency. It's not one place. It's all of us. And that's what Montana is about. We all, you know, we came out here. They came out generations ago. Somebody did wheat. Somebody did meat. Somebody did something. And we all work together. And that's what we have to do in times of crisis like this. Is to be there for each other and to share our resources, share our knowledge, and then stand up for financing the needs in rural healthcare long term. It's not an inexpensive solution, but the cost of a life is worth it.
Yeah, and that's a good way to end that right there. Go ahead, Courtney.
I was just going to say, I think everyone has a role. Like that's part of the Beyond the Weather movement, is that we all have the opportunity to share our own vulnerabilities, to allow someone else to share theirs, and then overcome the fact that there are difficult things to talk about. And yes, you mentioned some suicide stats. I really don't love to talk about suicide, not just because it's not fun, but because it's reactive. Mm-hmm. And I've struggled with depression since I was 10 years old, and I've been on antidepressants since I was 15. And I know that I need that's part of how God made me, and that's okay. And for other people to be able to say that about, that's just a tool in my toolbox that keeps me being productive. And, everyone is going to go through times where you're experiencing joy or you're experiencing, death is a part of life, whether it's losing your dog or your parent. Those things are hard. And so being able to talk about that hard stuff with each other is something that we can all do. And then I think, going forward to what Sarah and the community has done with the Crisis Coalition, so you can sit next to your neighbor at the rodeo and just ask them, now tell me more about how you're feeling after that hailstorm. Yeah. Or is that, how are you really feeling? And give people the space to do that. Or you can have an opportunity to step up in your community and be a part of something like the Crisis Coalition, because these conversations don't happen unless a few people come together and say, okay, what does the playing field look like? What is the need?
Sarah, let's talk about what is being done here, because we look at some of these drivers in Montana, mental health access gaps, of course our attitudes, our isolationism a little bit, cultural firearm availability is really a big thing, because firearms are involved in 68% of Montana suicides. But we're talking about Independence Day, and we've earned that right to carry those arms. So and then economic hardship. What addresses, what is out there that you're employing that maybe work for Carbon County?
Sure. We have all kinds of programs that are going on, and I think that's the important part, is that making sure that we can do whatever we can, wherever we can, whenever we can. So programs in the schools, trigger locks through your local law enforcement, kind of like seatbelts, you know, mm-hmm. do the safety things you can. Reaching out to the local community foundation or public health by calling 446-9941. If you need anything.
I love how the number just flows right from her too, you know.
We're ready, and they're ready to answer anytime.
Good.
We're all here to help each other no matter what it might be. Is it transportation? We have community transportation now around the county, which is called CART.
Oh, yeah.
There are programs out there that will help people in need, paying utilities, finding groceries. No one is alone. And we just need to make sure that people understand that. And the radio is amazing for that. So thank you, because not everybody is on the internet or maybe even watches TV. Most of us do have a phone. So make that call.
So Sarah, I have to ask, is social media a big part of your community here? Like I can't help but think about this phone booth project and the symbolism going back to truly connecting. And I wonder, I know a lot of communities use a Facebook page or something like that, but I don't know, share your thoughts on how social media plays as a positive or a negative here for connecting.
Social media is an amazing way for people to connect. I mean, there are some negatives to it, as there could be with anything. But when we have a crisis or a loss in the community, it's on Facebook. It's how we connect people with meals. It's how we connect people with services. And I just can't wait to see all the pictures of people stopping at these phone booths and saying, please call home, call someone. We love you. We want to hear your voice today and tomorrow.
And let it be a reminder that, I guess this is my faith and sharing it here, but when you see that, remember to pray for people who may be suffering as well. Again, that's Sarah Urbanik, member of the Crisis Coalition here for Carbon County, and Courtney Kibblewhite with Beyond the Weather. Courtney, I've been dying to ask you, because as Sarah kind of rattled off, you know, I think we're raising awareness. I think education has helped in a lot of ways. But we look at schools and we look at occupations, and we haven't looked at rural America succinctly enough, but Beyond the Weather is changing that, isn't it?
Well, we're trying to in our little neck of the woods and trying to change the conversation and really putting the power with the people. Yeah, we're in a place where where people showed up and they didn't have anything, like you talked about, but they're working hard to do what they can, and no one's relying on the government to come in here to save them. But people are thinking about, okay, what can I do? What's in my power in my community? And part of that is just very simply checking in on people. Mm. Don't just, you know, react to something sad on Facebook and think I checked the box. That is not the same as bringing a casserole. And even if it's as poorly cooked casserole as I make, it's still showing up for your neighbor, right? And that's
you've got relatives here. Is that true? I can ask them. Is that true? Yeah, they're saying, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they'd rather cook themselves for sure. But I think that's where the power is. And Beyond the Weather movement is, I mean, we've got Lainey Kitzman here, our intern, who's been working on doing some social media, and Grace McDonald on my team, Amelia Soroki, a ton of people and foundations that are coming together, and it's our own. I think it's for everyone to think about, how do we how do we create change in our community, and what can I do? And then I'll throw out there, since you've given me the platform, that we've also got funders who have, the Arthur Blank Foundation has put in money to be able to offer free counseling for egg producers.
Oh,
if you
good.
Go to beyondtheweather.com, it's through Frontier Psychiatry. It's up to 6 sessions of telecounseling. It's fascinating. Over 100 people have already used this service. It's been both men and women from 18 to 92. And the counselors have said to me, you know, the interesting thing is people think that if you start counseling, you have to do it all your life. Most people just need 4 or 5 conversations, a few tools, maybe to how to deal with your mother-in-law or your daughter-in-law or whatever. And then they're able to reframe it and process some of those difficult things and move forward. So it's totally worth it. Sometimes you need that third party that's not part of your family or your community to give you some feedback. So beyondtheweather.com, there's free counseling there. And I'm excited to move on to let Sherry, who coordinates the entire Red Lodge Rodeo, come and share with you why it matters for them to have this here in their community over the next few days.
I'm excited for that too. So we're going to get to that. Sarah, thank you so much, you know, for just being engaged in that regard, being able to talk about it and roll off those phone numbers, and you're in the battle. Thank you for it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I want people to think of mental health as simply as dental health. There's good health, dental health, there's poor dental health, but we got to get in there and take care of it.
I love that.
That is good.
In a way. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. We are finishing up here. Courtney Kibblewhite is with us as well, as now we introduce Sherry DeSavior, marketing coordinator here for the Home of Champions Rodeo in Red Lodge, Montana, 96th annual. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This seems like just a ton of fun, right?
Tell you what, it's a ton of fun and a lot of work. We have, I think, the best arena directors in the whole state of Montana, and they put on a good show.
Tell the people what, you know, when it runs, why they need to come here.
So we had Extreme Bulls last night, but tonight's our first night of the PRCA Rodeo. We are every July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, so you can't get it wrong. We're always on. We're on the Cowboy Channel, but we'd love to see you in person. And the gates open tonight at 5:45, and we'll be ready to go.
Talk about, and Courtney, why don't you ask that question? Because
Sherry, what does it mean to you to have a focus on mental health at this rodeo? People are going to walk in, they're going to see the phone booth right at the gates. They're going to wonder what it is. They're going to find some information on 988. But what does it mean to you and the Red Lodge Rodeo Board to have this as part of the conversation this week?
So when you got a hold of me, it hits very close to home. We lost one of our board of directors to suicide. Mental health is a huge thing. We've also lost a couple of our Red Lodge Rodeo sponsors to suicide. Our agriculture community gets hit hard with this. It's agriculture, it's small business, it's remote communities, I think, get hit as hard as anybody. And, of course, Montana has a lot of those type of communities. So very close to home. And anything we can do to make awareness and tell people to call out, call somebody, doesn't matter who it is, call somebody, get some help. There's a lot of resources out there.
Do you see that in these circles, in these rodeo circles?
I think that being raised in agriculture and being a cowboy, you know, there's the term cowboy up, but not all of us can cowboy up all of the time. It's okay to reach out and get some help. In fact, I think that's one of the biggest strengths a man can ask for, especially, and that's what I see predominantly in our circle. It's men. And it's in their 40s and 50s. And, you know, those are the ones that have touched us the closest anyway.
Well, this is preventable, which is the good news, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to reach them.
Yeah. So you got a parade going on, too?
Parade starts at 12 noon, high noon, and we have it the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And
a three-day parade.
A three-day parade.
High noon, Red Lodge, Montana.
I don't know that anybody else does that, but we do it here in Red Lodge.
Sweet. And what else? I mean...
Well, we've got in between, there's great places to go. The Yellowstone Valley, help me with it, used to be the Beartooth Nature Center.
Right, it's conservatory or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so there's great things to do for the family. Downtown Red Lodge is wide open for shopping. I guess this afternoon at 2, the carnival kicks off, totally separate from Red Lodge Rodeo. Uh-huh. So When you come up this way, it's for rodeo parking. If you want to the carnival, you take the next exit closer to the other side of the airport.
Well, thank you for making it fun with a purpose.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. That is Sherry DeSavior again, marketing coordinator. Courtney Kibblewhite, love you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
To Scott Blaine and also Jim Dolan and Sarah Ubanek, thank you guys for the work you're doing.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.